the most important thing is the friendship.
Yes.
And always talk to each other about everything.
Ah, this makes my heart beat faster.
So before we kick off, I just wanted to say thank you for doing this interview and honestly for being such a huge part of my teenage years. What finally inspired this reunion right now?
We ran into each other in a cafe in Oslo. We hadn't been in touch for over 20 years. And it was like a magnetic field. We don't really believe in any of that, but it felt like it was almost rigged.
Yeah, it felt very meant to be.
And we ended up looking at the numbers and realized that there were over a million people who still listened to M2M every month. And just the fact that people were still keeping our songs alive after all that time, I think it sparked the curiosity. We really wanted to see what happened if we sent a spark out on the internet. And so we did last year. This was April of last year. And then we sent out a little clip of the song, The Day You Went Away. Just recorded in Marion's living room. It set fire too.
Yeah, and we saw that people were reacting really positively and was so happy that we were doing a comeback.
Of course, and I mean the comeback announcement was specifically on September 22nd, which happened to be on a Sunday. It was so coincidental. I mean, did you guys plan to announce it then specifically because of the reference to your song lyrics?
I said to Marit, you know, September 22nd is actually on a Sunday this year.
It still gives me shivers.
Yeah, we felt it was very meant to be.
Yeah.
We planned then to wait until September 22nd to tell people.
And then when it sparked so much joy out there, it felt like a no-brainer that we should absolutely go back on tour.
And I think the announcement especially was very well received in Southeast Asia. I mean, you guys were huge here in the early 2000s and the late 90s. You know, when you knew the reunion was happening, did you immediately know that Southeast Asia would be part of your tour stops?
Yes, we said that, you know, if we're doing a tour, we want it to start in Asia. Then we have the best memories. And for us, it had to be starting in Asia.
So in the lead up to, you know, the Singapore show, what can Singapore fans expect?
Well, we're bringing a whole band, a big band, and we are working right now, you know, with the songs because we want also the fans to feel the nostalgic. When we do like The Day You Went Away or Pretty Boy, it's going to sound pretty similar to how it was. But of course, you know, we have more grown-up voices now and all these things. But we want it to be like a big celebration of the music and sing along with the audience. And we both now play guitar and we play piano. So we'll be switching between the guitars and piano. And
we spent all last week rehearsing with the band, a very intense week. And we can feel there's like just so many emotions in the room. Just trying to imagine what the energy is going to be like when we can all share that experience together, you know?
Yeah, the first time we played the song live with the band on rehearsal, I started crying.
Which song was that?
It was The Day Went Away.
Oh
yeah, we started with that song. It's something special with that song. So yeah, that was very emotional.
And I also feel like we've lived so much life since we sang together last, but our voices still blend so well together. We were writing songs from such an early age. There's something so pure about that period because you're not thinking about the listener yet. You're just thinking about the truth that you want to convey and the story you want to tell. And going back to these songs and thinking like, we were that young and we were writing these amazing lyrics and we were so unafraid, and which is also, of course, a part of being a teenager. And we were so young. But I think that's also why it feels like a celebration, because these are still our songs. So we're rediscovering all of this at the same time. Mm.
And
Those
also
songs.
doing the songs takes you back to like the first heartbreaks and like
Absolutely, everything. Yeah.
the boys you were in love with at the time.
Yeah.
And it's
Yeah.
which is kind of nice that
Yeah.
we're on stage thinking about, you know, maybe that boy you were in love with when you were 16, and then the people in the audience can do the same
Yeah.
because they listened to the songs at the time when they were in love. So yeah.
Exactly.
What would you say to your younger self, you know, as you prepare to embark on this reunion tour that maybe you wouldn't even have expected all those years ago?
If it was like us speaking to the younger M2Ms, I would, you know, say, you know, remember the most important thing is the friendship,
Yes.
and always talk to each other about everything, and don't listen to all the grown-ups and the music business around you. Like,
Yeah.
keep that outside and keep the friendship safe.
Oh, this makes
Yeah.
my heart beat faster. No, that would be a really good tip. And also, like, don't forget to have fun, to be in it for the reasons that you came into it for. And I think that's so beautiful now to see, like, we're really back at the core of what this is all about. And I think, you know, Singapore is going to be the last show on that first leg of the tour. And I'm looking forward to standing there and feeling, oh, I wonder where we'll be.
Yeah.
I think we'll be so happy.
Yeah.
I'm so full of music.
Well, I will see you guys in May, and thank you so much once again for doing the interview.
No, thank you.
Thank
Very
you.
nice to meet you. Wait to see you for.
Thank you.